Welcome to the Let's Kill It podcast. I'm Janice T, former corporate dropout turned full-time entrepreneur, creator, and lifelong learner. Every single week, I bring you mindset hacks and personal growth tips inspired by real stories and experiences. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, online content creator, or someone who is really looking to grow your business or career and level up your life, well, you're in the right place. Thanks for spending some time with me today, and let the good stuff begin. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Let's Kill It podcast. Today, it is going to be somewhat of a quick fire episode. This was really inspired by someone who told me that, you know, money is always the issue about everything. And you know, as a business owner, as an individual, as an entrepreneur, I couldn't disagree more with this statement. However, I have to say that it's not the first time that I've heard this statement where it's all about the money and money is the real issue. Why my things are not selling, money is the real issue and the root cause of all these things. So today, in today's episode, I really want to address this, particularly from an entrepreneurial business lens. And a lot of the times people feel like because I don't have enough money or cash flow, this is the problem. If because I'm too expensive, this is the problem. Because I'm too cheap, this is the problem. And well, pricing and money and cash flow and all of this stuff, it is undeniably important. It is not the issue. Like, it's not the only issue. It's not even probably the main issue. And today I really want to talk a little bit more about that as well. So, moving back to the main topic, I want to prove to you in this short episode, within less than 10 minutes, hopefully, that money really isn't the only issue and not even the major issue. And I'm going to give you some real life examples of this as well. I'm going to give you three, in fact, specific real life examples from real brands on why this is not the case. So the first case that I want to present to you is that if money was the issue, people wouldn't be buying Aquapana or Voss water for 5 times the price of a random plastic bottle with no logo. Like every time you go traveling, especially in a foreign country, you need water, right? And so you go into the convenience store and you see all these brands, random brands of mineral water. And then you see these really popular brands like Aquapana, San Pellegrino, and Voss that you recognize as premium brands. And then there might also be some random other brands from the country that you don't really recognize. And then there'll be like these plastic bottles, probably almost with zero branding. That's literally 20% of the price of a San Pellegrino or an Aquapana or a Voss bottle. And yet there are still a lot of people who buy these brands like Voss or San Pellegrino. Why? You want to think about it. The second example I want to tell you is like on the same airplane, like an A380 plane, on the exact same airplane with the exact same airline. Like if money was the issue, people wouldn't buy business class seats that cost 6 times the price of economy seats. I mean, it's literally the same vehicle. It's literally the same plane. Right? And you're traveling at the same speed, you have the same pilot, you have the same air hostesses, air stewardess. Like, if it was really just about money, then this wouldn't make sense, right? Like, people wouldn't pay 6 to 7 times the price to be on the same plane with literally the same pilot, with the same airline, with the same takeoff and landing time. So you want to think about it. Third case in point, if money and only money was the issue, people wouldn't be buying things like Christian Dior or Dior for 50 times literally the price of a Charles and Keith bag or the price of a Shine bag. 50 times the price of a Shine bag. Both very trendy, by the way, but people wouldn't be paying that, like, right? Like, why would I pay 50 times more? If it was just about money, why would I pay 50 times more money for something that literally looks almost exactly the same? And all this to say that it really isn't just about the money, is it? It really isn't just about the money. And there is a reason why, even if that could be a duplicate or a fake version of a Dior bag, people would still pay 100 times more to have the real thing. Precisely because it's not really just about the money. So if you currently have a business, a service, a product, an offer, and it's not really selling and you feel like, oh, it's because, you know, maybe I'm pricing myself too high, you know, maybe I'm too expensive and that's why the market isn't responding, that's why customers and clients aren't responding, I want you to check that thought again, because you can see with brands all around you, from Acopanas and Pellegrino to business class seats to your luxury fashion houses like Christian Dior, Chanel, whatever, that is simply not true. Like, you can be the more expensive option in the market, even more expensive by 5 times the price to 50 times the price. And there will still be a market segment that respond positively to that and not just say, I like you, I love your product, but actually back it with your wallets and bank accounts as well. So it's not really just about the money. It's not because you're too expensive, because even when you are the most expensive option in the market, there will still be a market segment or a pool of clients and customers that respond to that. So the more relevant question that you want to ask yourself would probably be, if money is not the issue, then what is, right? Like, what is the real problem here? And I want to give you 3 points to think about here. What could be the real problem for your business or for you as an entrepreneur if money is not the issue? Number one, you currently don't have an offer that is speaking to this group of premium buyers, meaning there are a group of people who are premium buyers, high ticket buyers, luxury buyers, who are willing to pay more, who don't mind, and in fact, they desire to pay for the higher end brands in the market. But you are currently not having an offer that is speaking to them, meaning your current offer is speaking to someone that is not these premium buyers. These premium buyers, they exist. They are purchasing things from other brands, from other businesses, not from you. Because your current offer, even though these people who are willing to pay more exist in the market, your current product or offer is for some reason not speaking to them. Okay, so that's number one. And you want to think about that. Then the next follow-up question is obviously, then how do I create an offer, or how do I position myself so that I can speak to them? And that's a lot of the work that I do as well. Okay, but that's point number one. Point number two is that the next problem might be that you currently have a product and service and offer that actually would be suited for these premium buyers, but you are not communicating it in a way that these premium buyers understand. So as opposed to the first option, which is like your offer doesn't speak to this group of people, now in this second problem, you actually do have a product, service, or offer that speaks to these buyers, but you are not communicating this in a way that these premium buyers understand. So you're not accurately communicating it in a way that they relate to it, they are attracted to it, they're magnetically drawn to it, and you're not doing your actual product, service, or offer justice, because then you're not attracting these premium buyers, right? You actually do have something that can back it and that can attract them and that is a fit for them, but there's something wrong with your branding, your communication, your marketing, your positioning, your copywriting, any amount of this. And so that's the next thing you want to think about. The third thing that could be a problem is that, yes, you have a premium offer that speaks to premium buyers, and you even have the right marketing strategy, the right communication strategy. So you have all the things sorted out that don't exist in the previous two problems, right? You have an offer that speaks to them, check. You have an offer that speaks to them and you know how to communicate it in the right way, check. Okay, so what's the problem? The problem is, although you have an offer that speaks to them and although you know how to communicate it, you are actually not communicating it. So if you are not communicating it, then how would they freaking know, right? And so this is a thing that I really want you to think about because it hits so many people. Like, I'm not going to show up for my business. I'm not going to, you know, show up on social media. I'm not going to show up on LinkedIn or Instagram because, you know, I feel weird talking about my business. I feel awkward. What if people think that I'm showing up too much? What if people feel that I'm a little salesy? Like, look, firstly, you as a business owner, you as a CEO of literally this product, service, the offer that you invented, that you are representing, that you are literally the brand and face of, if you're not going to be its biggest advocate, then who is? Let that sink in for a moment. And the second thing I want you to realize is that brands are selling to you all the time. And not only do you not mind, you sometimes welcome it, right? Like literally Sephora sent me probably like more than 17 emails this month. And I don't mind it because I'm a consumer of the brand and I want to see what they're up to. And when they send me an email once every like 2 or 3 days, I don't feel offended by it. I know that they are just doing what they got to do. And in fact, because I'm a supporter of the brand, like I'm a consumer of the brand, I actually like seeing their updates. I want to, even though I may not like immediately want to buy something, I actually welcome their updates. I want to see the new things that they're creating. I want to see what they've been up to, right? So not only are you not turned off by it, you can actually welcome this sales and selling by your favorite brands if you already bought into the brand. So I want you to dismiss this limiting belief that people don't want to hear from you, that people might find you too salesy, because what if instead of finding you salesy, they actually look forward to you selling to them via your content or email or whatever? What if it's just an assumption? You are assuming that they don't want to hear from you. In fact, they're waiting for you. Like, when can, you know, Janice do her next post? I really look forward to her post. This is how I think about it. And the third thing is, it is an obligation and a natural right of passage. And almost, like I said, an obligation for you to show up and be open for business 24/7, 365 days a year. This is not like the old ages where you literally need to have a physical store, go to the store at 10 a.m., close the store at 10 p.m. Even if you are a physical store, you would open like 365 days, 7 days a week. Like if you were to open a bar or restaurant, you wouldn't be closing on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays and only opening your bar and restaurant on Tuesday, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Like why would you do that? Why would you not open your bar or restaurant like every single day? In fact, hint, like 99.99% of businesses open every single day, right? And so, especially when you are not running a physical business and you don't even need to show up at the physical location and you have a free thing called the internet and free access to social media platforms, there is literally no reason why you shouldn't show up and open for business 365 days, 24/7. Like, keep your account active. Show up. Talk about your business. Show people that you're open. If you pass by this Japanese restaurant that you really liked once, and then you ate there like a couple of times, but then the next time you're there, they're just like randomly closed because, you know, they didn't feel like opening that day. Or they just randomly remove things off their menu. And then the next time you gave them another chance and you want to bring a friend there, but then now they're like, oh, sorry, we're closed for the afternoon and we'll be only open for dinner like 4 hours later. What kind of reputation do you think they're building in your mind as the consumer? Not a good one, right? Like they are not trustworthy. They are not consistent. They are not dependable. And you probably don't see them as something where you want to be a loyal customer for years because they're not even showing up for you. So these are all things that you really want to think about as a business owner. And I know it's a little bit more of a direct, straight to your face approach, but why are people not buying? It doesn't have to do with money. It has to do with more of, are you and your offer speaking to this group of premium buyers? And even if the answer is yes, are you communicating that the right way? And are you showing up? And don't ever assume that people don't want to hear from you. Don't ever assume that you don't need to show up every day just because you are doing okay now, right? Take away your assumptions and let the market lead you. And at the end of the day, I feel like as the business owner, you have to be your business biggest fan, because if you're not going to hype it up as the owner, creator, and literal stakeholder of it, you can't expect people to. right? And sometimes it can be as simple as that. And so to the original question at the start of this, which is like money is the issue to everything, I don't think so. Why are people not buying? Sometimes simply because you do not have an offer that they understand, you're not communicating it the right way, or you have an offer that they understand and you can communicate it the right way, but you're simply not showing up. And whether you like to hear it or not, sometimes it really can be as simple as that. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, despite it being a little bit more straight to the point, a little bit more direct, but you know that's how we keep it real on the Let's Kill It podcast. If you learned something new, obviously I would love to hear from you, whether direct in my DMs, on LinkedIn or Instagram, drop me a message. Share some learnings in your story and tag me at janice.t, that's janice.tee, and I can't wait to see you guys in
Thanks
the next
so
one.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it, and I hope it inspired you on your journey towards that next level in your business and life. Make sure to check out the description for show notes with a full rundown of all the juicy details and important links that you need. Also, make sure to share this with a friend if you found this useful, and subscribe here on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It would genuinely mean the world to me to hear from you, so share a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and let me know which part of this episode resonated with you the most. In case no one's told you lately, you are amazing and absolutely capable of creating the extraordinary life that you dream of and deserve. Now it's time to go out there, do the hard stuff, and let's kill it.